T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, presented to you by your local Hyundai dealers. You're listening to Chicago's number one sports station. 670 The Score is Chicago Sports. Chicago Sports is The Score. An Odyssey station. WSCR and HD Chicago. WBMX HD2 Chicago. The Score!
This segment is brought to you by NJ Diet. Visit njdiet.com or call 855-5NJ-DIET. And this transition is brought to you by Aloha Restoration. Call Aloha for all of your water, fire, and mold needs.
Now we're in a transition a little bit. Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. We're broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. And our thanks to all of the fine Hyundai local Hyundai dealers that brought us to you, and our thanks to Connor O'Donnell. He, of course, is our video live stream operator, and we want to thank everyone for calling and texting and emailing.
Most of all, thank you for listening on this Monday morning.
Can you believe it's Monday? It just feels like a continuation of Friday. I feel like we haven't stopped. It's fantastic, and we want to thank our executive producer. He is Dustin William Rhodes.
Number one thing I've always learned is you keep your quarterback clean and you always keep him upright. No matter what you have to do, be dirty, throw, hold, whatever it is, what you got to do. If anybody hits my quarterback after the play, that's my problem.
And Ray Diaz, bless you, Ray. Thank you.
I say my edge to me is about being able to finish anybody in the dirt. I don't care who you are lined against me. I don't care what you're wearing against me. I don't care who you are. I'm going to attack you.
And Sean Sears, thanks for getting up with us, Sean. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Sean.
Just fired up about this whole thing.
Fired up! That's what we are. And really fired up to talk to our beloved colleagues. It's Dan Bernstein and Layla Rahimi. Guys, it's a joy. It's a privilege. It's an honor.
Feels like Friday to you because you worked on Saturday.
Well, then wouldn't it feel more like a day? Thursday?
I don't know. I think you just your radio rhythm is messed up because you worked on a weekend when you wouldn't otherwise have. So that's changing your time perception, perhaps. Just a guess.
David, is that accurate? You work every weekend? Is that
a little bit? I don't know. We don't have calendars in our house. I just sort of like get up.
Yeah. Just work every
look
day.
Look at the sun.
I was on. Yeah. I was on for about 4 hours yesterday, and I realized no one was listening after a while. I'm
going. Why did I get up so early?
You can't stop it. What about that draft?
Well, I look at it based on everything we knew about how shallow this draft was and the total number of available players as compared to next year's draft. Kalen Kaler did a deep dive on it from the Defector, just saying that basically this year there were going to be people drafted who wouldn't otherwise be, and next year there are going to be people undrafted who this year would have gone in the middle rounds. I'm looking at two names, pretty much. I don't care about any of these other names. But Justin Fields and Tevin Jenkins make this a good draft for the Bears. I think everybody else is just guys.
Well, Tevin Jenkins didn't play. How do you know that he wouldn't have been higher or lower?
I don't. I just know he's a player. There's two guys. They got two guys who are actual players, and everybody else to me. Once you're already you're going to round 5 and 6 and 7 in this draft is like round 9 in a normal draft. So you know, I'm looking
two guys who carry expectations
right.
With them to Chicago. But I think that when you look around, whether it's a week draft or not, I mean, you never know. That's the beauty of watching day three. And that's the fun of it from a football perspective is like, you never know if Daz Newsome is going to be a guy that dazzles you or some.
Well,
you know,
sure. I mean, there's always a possibility.
Darnell Mooney. Who thought Darnell Mooney last year was going to be a guy that you felt like was a part of your future a year later, but, as to the degree he is?
I'm just saying that a fifth round pick in this draft is not like a fifth round pick in any other draft. This is a uniquely shallow draft as far as the number of people who are actually available. And so I have extremely low expectations. These, if they end up being lottery picks and you end up getting lucky on some of these guys, this is it was the equivalent of cashing in on undrafted free agents in other years.
And to me, the difference in this draft, as we all know, was the priority was clearly on the offensive side of the ball. I immediately think of the cornerback need first and how that's going to be addressed. And I guess, according to Bigsy, you know, it's Trufant's job and it's Vildor and Johnson. But are you comfortable with that is the question.
Well, I don't think you're comfortable with that. No, I mean, but you never know who's going to pop loose. There's good points. I just don't – you can't answer every question in any draft at a position. But it is worth noting, I think Larry Mayer tweeted this out this morning, it was the first time since 1960 when the Bears have drafted the first five players have been offensive players. So that tells you everything about this subtle shift we're talking about and also their priorities going into this draft. As much as there was a need at cornerback, the offensive needs outweighed everything, and that's why they picked five straight offensive players.
That's no small thing. I mean, when you realize that when this defense was peaking, they didn't win a playoff game. When this defense was absolutely kicking everybody's ass, when you're on national TV beating the Rams into submission in a game where your quarterback absolutely sucked out loud and the defense was at its peak, they didn't win a playoff game. And I think this betrays a new understanding of they just got to score. You know, for all this talk about Matt Nagy and quarterback whisperer and magical plays and touchdown, score them, do it. It's time.
How do you guys feel about the third quarter next year? Do you think that it's going to be better? Yes or no?
It can't be worse.
that's my baseline. Yeah.
The third quarter of the season or the third quarter of games? I'm not sure.
No, I meant the third quarter of the season because they couldn't seem to score ever in that quarter.
Yeah, I got to look at the schedule. I can't wait to get all the times and the rhythm of it. And when is that? That's May 15th or something.
Thursday.
It's coming up, and it's just going to be a glorious day. You know, when schedule release is a holiday, you know something's going on in the world. 17 games. It takes 8-8 out of the picture. That's huge. We're going to find out if they're good or bad. No more mediocrity. So that's,
May 12th, Paulie. May 12th. Yeah.
Oh my God, I knew it was coming.
My mom's birthday and the NFL releases its schedule the same day. What a great day.
What are you going to do? Send her an early cake and then double back for the schedule release? How do you work it?
Priorities, Molly, priorities.
But I mean, it's going to be interesting to see exactly how this goes down. And I hear what you're saying. The difference between the third quarter of last year's schedule and the fourth quarter was not that they started scoring. It was they started playing significantly worse teams.
Yeah,
significantly worse defense.
I think she was talking about the third quarter of games.
Yeah.
Because I think she was talking about the season, right? The third quarter of the season.
Like, they were just struggling forever in the third quarter of games, too.
Oh, yeah.
Like, that was miserable. They finally
So they're going to make better adjustments at halftime because they got a quarterback that they're developing. They'll have him over on the side. I mean, I don't know how that's going to work. Unless they got one plug-and-play guy, in my opinion, out of the draft. They got other guys that might help them and maybe score some points, to your point.
Well, but, I don't need to see a snap Andy Dalton.
Well, you're going to.
I would
remove that from your mind.
Yeah.
They
if
haven't
you're expecting to see Justin Fields from day one. I'm not sure that's smart either. I don't think
any snap he doesn't play is a waste of time.
No.
Dan,
would you prefer Justin Fields start from day one and make mistakes and struggle?
Yes. Okay. Yeah, because I don't think they're any good.
You're not following the whole Patrick Mahomes timeline. You're not following the Aaron Rodgers timeline. I thought we had decided that that QB1 would start the season and that you'd wait until everybody knew that it was time. And you'll know it when you see it, Supreme Court. Yeah.
I want him on the job. I want him learning on the job.
That's not the plan. Well, that is not the plan. You're changing the plan now. You got to stay with the plan.
I've seen Andy Dalton. I know who he is. I know what he does. And no thank you. I'd much rather see this guy.
Wow. You don't like
the
Well,
I don't know. I don't know that I agree with that. But, yeah, I think that's going to be – frankly, I think that's going to be the challenge that Matt Nagy and company are up against, that kind of external pressure and excitement level and expectations right. that aren't terribly – sorry, realistic, because it's not going to be – if he – comes on from day one and he grasps it immediately, then that is the exception to the rule. And maybe he can, and maybe he will. But I don't know that you are maximizing his opportunity and chances to succeed long-term if you throw him into the fire before he's ready.
It just depends on what their expectation is for this season. If the difference in Kansas City was they had a quarterback who could take them to the playoffs.
I disagree, Layla. I think that no matter... Yeah, you don't have to win. No matter what happens next year, if you're 500, if you're flirting with 500, you're going to feel better about the Bears a year from now than you do today, regardless of next season, because you've gotten the answer at quarterback.
All the more reason to play him. That argues...
Dan, wait a year and then ruin him. Don't ruin him right away. We want to enjoy this.
I'm just saying, it's like the whole Mike Glennon experience. There was no point to it.
But you're eliminating regression as an option or the possibility. And I don't know that you can do that with a young developing quarterback who hasn't quite grasped what it's like to be a professional yet, even gotten his playbook yet. But I don't know.
Have you ever poured a pint of Guinness? The key is to sit there and let it settle and then let it give it a second. Let it settle. And then it's the anticipation that is as much fun as anything. It's one of the reasons Guinness is so wonderful in Ireland, and it doesn't travel well because you don't get the same sort of settling of the pint where you sit there and you look at it and you wait for it. That's what this is now. We're in the settling of the pint phase.
Yeah, I'm too old to watch more bad quarterbacking if I don't have to. I've seen enough of it.
Well, then why are you going to watch the Bears? I mean, why have you been watching the Bears?
Because I'm cursed. No, for one thing, it's part of a Sisyphean curse. It's just that's the human existence at this point. But everything we're told about this guy's off the charts intelligence, processing skills, understanding of all of it. And if he can't pick it up right away, it's too damn complicated. Change it. And then your system sucks.
But even the guys who have succeeded in recent years coming out of the draft, and let's not look at last year necessarily, but like let's look at the Mahomes and Watson year. Okay, Mahomes, we know he sat, but Watson even didn't start out immediately as the number one guy. And he, you know, nobody's complaining about his path, and I think that was the smartest way to handle him. I just think that you're asking for trouble if you throw somebody into the mix before they're ready.
I don't know. That gets back to post hoc ergo propter hoc fallacy. I mean, just because they sat, it doesn't mean that they wouldn't have been good had they started right away.
I think if the line is good, if the line is shown to be able to protect people, then that makes this a lot more difficult of a discussion, because then you could argue he's safe. He's safer in the pocket than the Bears quarterbacks were last year. So therefore, maybe that buys him enough time per play to be better.
Well, I don't think the mental
play him right away. Period. End of story. I don't think the plan is to play him right away. Right. Do you?
No.
It may not be, but it should be. Get him out there. Let him learn on the job. Start this thing. Don't wait. There's no reason to play. I don't need to see Andy Dalton. Because I've seen too much Andy Dalton, and whatever that is, I don't need to see that in a Bears uniform when I got that kid waiting.
So is your decision, do you feel that way because it's Dalton, or because you think that Justin Fields should start from day one, because if he's your future, you might as well see what he has now? Because I think that you're discounting the possibility of how, you know, it's such a mental game, Dan. And I think that if you throw somebody in there before they're ready and they have a pattern, establish a pattern of failure, you don't know what that does to his confidence. You don't know what it does to his mindset. I would not do that because I think he's too valuable. His development in every way is too valuable to risk messing it up by accelerating the process.
Then all the scouting reports are wrong. That everything that's being said and everything that we're being told and everything we've read is wrong. If there's that risk there with him as a leader, as an adult, as intelligent as he is, as grown up as he is, if that's the case, get his ass out there, because Andy Dalton is an ideal backup quarterback. And if he gets hurt, then Dalton will play.
You have worse existential angst than Kyle Shanahan. We could all be gone by the weekend. You just want to get a quarterback on the field in case something happens to you. You're too tired.
No, I want to see the kid. I'm excited about it.
Yeah, I get it, but that's that their idea. That, you know, their idea isn't to appease a meatball fan. It's to win moving forward. They are not operating, as you say, like this year is a must-win year. This is a throwaway year. They're going to be back regardless of what happens. They could go whatever.
Then let him make mistakes and learn from his mistakes.
Why ruin him? Why risk
his confidence?
Because
I don't know that I agree
with
the...
Because you're impatient.
Not necessarily true. I don't agree with the ruining it. Troy Aikman led the league in interceptions. Brett Favre, Peyton Manning. These guys led the league in pick. They learned. They played. They were bad. And they worked through it, and they got good.
Troy Aikman had a quarterback controversy with Steve Berline that year. His rookie season.
Did Mitch learn from?
He was an idiot. He's not going to learn.
Look at you.
Come on.
What is that?
Come on. The Mitchell Trubisky issues had nothing to do with when he played. It had to do with just stuff he couldn't see and couldn't learn and couldn't feel.
The best comp is what texters are saying, and it's by that logic you would start Gardner Minshew over Trevor Lawrence. That's the best comp.
No, that's not it. That's not the best comp.
Totally different
situation. That doesn't make any sense at all. That's not a comp at all.
That's the point, though. It's a backup quarterback versus a non-backup quarterback.
Trevor Lawrence might be more ready to take over from day one, and I'm not even convinced they're sure. And if they start Gardner Minshew over Trevor Lawrence, I would get it because, guys, you're making it sound like it's easy to do to just
no. I'm not. It's hard, but you got to learn. You got to start somewhere. There's always going to be that first day.
I think it probably happens in September. I just don't think it's 2022 like Hub prognosticates.
Well,
all right. Are you going to talk to Hub today? What do you got?
We today have Kevin Fishbane at 10. We've got Megan Montemurro on the Cubs at 10:20. The Midday Midway, and then very excited to talk to Matt Miller at 11.
All right. Enjoy.
Sounds good. Have a great show.
Bears.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly.